Hello?
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, wow, that's a long time ago. I cannot believe that I'm just getting a call back. Yeah, I was calling because there was a charge on my card for $106, and I wanted to know what it was. Are you guys hot? I can put the air conditioner on.
Okay,
Are you
can I
still
start off
filming?
with a zip code?
Yeah, 90016.
Can I have a first and last name?
Last name Butler, first name Lavanza, Labanca.
And can you verify your address for me, ma'am?
You can't find me with my name and zip code.
I need you to verify your address to make sure I had the right person.
Okay, 2949 South Victoria.
Okay, ma'am, I had the right person. I'm just waiting for it to load.
Okay, what was the charge for? Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for the charges. I see on December the 11th, you ordered. Hold for a sec.
I ordered what? I just want to know because if I ordered something December, she's saying 11th, and they just charged it. It just went on my card today, and these people sent me something this morning telling me I got $106 charged today, and I know I didn't order nothing today, you know, so I denied the charge. So that's why I'm asking her, and then I called the credit card company. That's what I was doing, Kim, when you called. I called the credit card company to get the phone number of whoever made that charge on my card. And I called them, and they said they'd call me back in 2 minutes. That's been over an hour, 2 hours ago. That's wrong with me and you first talked. Before you even went to the doctor, Kim, it's about 10:30. Just need to know what it was for. Oh, it can be worse. I can't.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not a still looking or what? Not bad at all, really. I just hope it's good when we're coming back.
Wow. Okay, on the next slide.
Yeah.
No. One moment, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just trying to see what you ordered.
Okay. So you've been busy, huh, Kim?
Probably not too busy.
Been real good.
Same kind of, same variety of concerns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm still here, man. I'm just waiting for the system to load so I can know exactly what you ordered.
Okay. But he don't let it happen. Load too fast for you guys. We gonna go by the water. That'd be nice. And the weather not as bad as it's been. Because it was pretty overcast most of the day yesterday. You didn't miss anything.
You were out?
I went out by Arthur's, you know, so I'm
gone.
Today? No, yesterday.
Okay.
Remember I told you I went to look at the game with
yes.
him? Then I went to that thing last night. I'm glad you and your mom didn't come.
Oh.
Because they said 5:30. By the time they set up, it was 7.
Oh, wow.
Is that ridiculous or what?
So what did you do between 5:30 and
7? I just had something to eat. I limit myself to, because I did my cleanse. The most I'll ever have is 1 drink. So I just had tea. And Edward came, and Keith, this pharmacy tech, I know he came, so I sat with the two of them. But even they got disgusted and was ready to leave.
Well, that girl, Jocelyn, that you were helping me to help her?
Mm-hmm.
I saw her last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I'm still here, man. I'm just waiting for the system to load.
Oh, my God. Now, let me ask you this. If the system, you're waiting on the system to load, and I'm driving because I've been waiting for a call back almost 2 hours, and where are we going, the phone could very well drop. Is there any way you can call me back so I can find out? If this call drops.
You'll have to call back and be placed on the calling list again.
Yeah, see, and that's 2 hours. Just, you mean there's no way you can call me or you can't email me and tell me what the product is?
No, ma'am, I have to directly talk to you. But it do shows that all of your transaction was declined.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not gonna pay for anything. I'm gonna leave it as I'm not paying for it because I don't know what it is. So if they don't even allow you to send me an email to let me know what the product is, they're not going to get paid, and I'm not going to go and wait another 2 hours for a call.
It shows that the transactions was declined.
Yeah, but the credit card company told me they put it down as fraud, so they're not going to pay it. Unless I call them back and tell them that it's okay.
But the system is still low, so I can't directly tell you exactly what it was that you ordered.
Yeah, and so all I'm saying is a voicemail just to tell me what it was. If you can call back and just leave me a voicemail to tell me what the product was. And if, in fact, that is something I ordered, then I will call the credit card company back and tell them to go ahead and pay it.
Okay, I give your name to my supervisor.
Do that. Can you put your supervisor on the phone right now? How pretty
it is, honey. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get to see
and
the mountains and the water.
Mm-hmm.
This is Santa Monica.
She's unavailable at the moment, but tell me to get your name.
Okay, so you want to just give her my name and number to give me a call back?
Yes, ma'am.
Just just in case it doesn't, I mean, I'll hold on with you. I mean, I'm just saying the call may drop.
I have her return the call.
Huh?
I have her return the call.
You'll have her return the call. Okay. All right. If I don't get a return call, I'm definitely not going to pay. You remember that, huh? See, we're just, we have about 3 minutes of traffic, that's all. We'll be there in like 14 minutes. That's not bad, huh, Kim? All the way to Malibu.
Right.
I know. What the hell is that? I tell you, I sure want to know who these people are. It's like, what? But I wouldn't have known anything about it. The credit card company has contacted me. Told me to press 1 if it's fraud. And I press 1 for fraud. The only problem with that is they shut your credit card down. Yeah, when you press 1, that it was fraud, just in case whoever that is tries to use it again. And so that made me call them, and I said, how about just giving me the number, because I know I didn't charge anything today, and they said it was a charge that came today. And see, she's saying that it's a charge I made December the 11th. Okay. So I don't remember what I did December 11th. That's last Sunday? Okay, yeah, because yesterday was the 18th. So last Sunday, is there anything that I would have charged last Sunday? I don't remember putting anything on that card last Sunday. And it said it was like some like hardware.
Okay, ma'am.
You know, and I'm like, okay, you see what it is?
It was some skincare cream.
Huh?
It was skincare cream.
It was a skincare cream?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you tell me what's the name of it?
I don't have the exact name. I just know it was skincare cream.
$106.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. You paid. It was $5.49 for the test trial, and after 30 days, they charge you for the full amount.
Oh, I gotta find out who that skincare cream company is. And you say it was only a charge for $5, and then they came back and charged $100.
Yes, ma'am, but okay. The hundreds right, was on decline.
It's on decline?
Yeah, the $106, it was decline.
It was decline. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that means they don't get paid, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, good. They don't get paid. Thank you. That's what I need to know. Because I thought you said it went through, but that's good.
Oh, no, ma'am. Yeah, all the transactions say decline.
Decline. Okay, good. I'll leave it at that then. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Okay. You too.
That sounds like something where you would have paid, and they would have sent you some may be sending you something additional if you pay for it.
Yeah, it's something that I paid. I thought I was paying $5 for.
Our trial.
And then
the membership, cancel the membership.
Uh-huh.
30 days and you're going to continue to get such and such a thing and you'll pay.
Yeah, so that's good. The credit card company's not going to pay them. They're not going to get paid. So, and that's the only credit card number they have, so they can, I'll tell the credit card company, fine, get rid of that card. So I don't have to have that one. I can definitely get rid of it. I'll cut it up.
Was there anything else I could help you with, ma'am?
No, you've been very helpful because at least now I know, because you say that initially that the charge had gone through, but now you looked and you saw that the charge did not go through.
Oh, no, I told you the charges did go through. You just said you wanted to know what it was, why you was being charged, that amount.
Oh, you said it did not go? Wait, let me be
clear. When you originally called.
Mm-hmm.
When you originally called, you said that you had already disputed the charges, but you just wanted to know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
What you was originally being charged for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just want to be clear now, though, that the charge did not go through, so the credit card company did not pay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Customer support. No, this is. That's is. I don't know. I guess whoever, whatever cream that is, that must be the people that. Why she hasn't hung up the phone?